Bible has many instructions regarding baptism. For example, the Apostle Paul reminds us, when you were baptized, it was the same as being buried with Christ. Then you were raised to life because you had faith in the power of God who raised Christ from death. The Apostle Peter instructs, baptism is more than just washing your body. It means turning to God with a clear conscience. Because Jesus Christ was raised from death, Christ is now in heaven where he sits at the right side of God. Hear these words of Jesus to his disciples. I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Go to the people of all nations and make them my disciples. Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to do everything that I told you. I will be with you always, even until the end of the world. I'd like you to turn in the blue hymnals to selection number 740, which we will read responsively. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. All of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death. Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above. Baptism is one of the two ordinances or instructions given by Christ to his followers. In baptism, through faith, we are made one with Christ. We are buried with Christ and with him raised from the dead to walk in new life. The washing of our bodies with water is the outward and visible sign of the cleaning of our inner being through the grace of our Savior, Jesus Christ. We are baptized not only with water, but also with the Holy Spirit. And by the same Spirit, we are baptized into Christ's body, the Church, and made members of the whole people of God. Let us pray together. God of mercy, you wash our sins in water. You give us a new birth in the Spirit, and redeem us to the blood of Christ. As we prepare to again celebrate Christ's birth and today witness the baptism of a new believer, increase our awareness of your blessings and renew your gift of life within us. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In preparation for obeying Christ's command to baptize those who have professed their faith in him and celebrating the faith of the one who is coming to be baptized, let us remain seated and sing verses 1 and 2 of the baptismal hymn written by Malden native and the first foreign American Baptist missionary, Adoniram Judson. The hymn is entitled, Come Holy Spirit, Dove Divine. After the baptism, we'll remain seated and singing verses 3 and 4 as well. And the hymn is found on 741 in the blue hymnal. This is Vickiana, Vedette Cherador. Vigiana was born in Malden and lived here until she was 9 when her family moved to Boston. She attends the Franklin D. Roosevelt School in Hyde Park and is in the 8th grade. In her free time, she enjoys playing volleyball. Vigiana has attended our church most of her life. I recall her mom and older siblings bringing her to Sunday school when she was just a very little girl. This fall, Vigiana made the decision that she wanted to publicly profess her faith and be baptized. Vigiana, do you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? And do you promise to follow him every day of your life? Let us pray. Loving God, may your spirit fall upon Vigiana and remain with her all the days of her life. May the joy of this moment be hers forever. Amen. Having declared your acceptance of Jesus Christ, your desire to follow him, I now baptize you, Vigiana Vedette Cherador, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have done as Christ commanded. As Vigiana has confessed her faith, committed herself to discipleship, and been baptized, let us all renew our baptismal vows as we pray. Gracious God, baptize us afresh with your Spirit. May we know once again the newness of life so abundantly shown to Vigiana as she was baptized. Open our hearts that we may demonstrate to her the same spirit of love that was in Christ, who loved us and gave himself for us. It is in his name that we pray. Amen.
Hear our silent prayers for the healing of nations. God of love and power, you are our healer who came to us in Jesus Christ. We know you are near when people are healed and the poor hear good news. We know among us in healing power, for we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, who was and is to come. Amen.
On this first Sunday of the month, we receive two offerings. This first offering we are about to receive is our regular monthly weekly offering to receive to support the ongoing ministry and mission of this congregation. At this time, the ushers will receive your tithes and your gifts. Lord God, the time is near. In this Advent season, as we're counting down to the birth of Christ once more, Lord, we pray in this time of excitement and preparation that these tithes and gifts may be used to share the good news of Christ's birth, his death, and his resurrection with others. We ask this in his name. Amen. This morning, the testimony is not coming from the spoken word, but from our baptism and the Lord's Supper, the two ordinances that our Lord gave to us as followers, ordinances, instructions, was to baptize others and to share a meal together. And when we do that, to remember him. So as we gather together today, it's a special day, and we are doing those two things without the spoken word, but it's being spoken through all of our actions and the scriptures that we're reading and the hymns that we are singing. At this time, I invite you to turn in the blue hymnal to selection number 752. For our responsive scripture. Prior to that, just hold your page for a moment. Before we segue into the Lord's Supper, I do want to present Vickiana with her baptism certificate and verifying that you were baptized by me here this day. And we want to congratulate you. And there's a certificate for you. And it's a day that you will always remember, I think. And something about believers' baptism is that the individual remembers. It's not that family had to tell you about it. As a child, you would not have remembered. But you made that decision for yourself. Your mom was encouraging you to. But you made that decision, and you went to the baptismal waters and were baptized today, publicly accepting Jesus Christ. And we welcome you into the broader church family today. So congratulations and welcome. And if you'd like to, you may go back to Sunday school or you may stay, whichever you'd like to do. Let us read responsively from God's holy word. I do not want you to be ignorant of the fact that our forefathers were all under the cloud and that they all passed through the sea. They all ate the same spiritual food and drank the same spiritual drink. Is not the cup of thanksgiving for which we give thanks a participation in the blood of Christ? I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, in the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, for whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
As previously mentioned, on Communion Sundays, we receive two offerings. This second offering that we are about to receive is used by the deacons to meet special requests that are not provided for in our regular budget. In addition to worship supplies, the diaconate is able to meet the needs of individuals and groups within our church, as well as those in our local community and around the world. Please join me in reading our church covenant. Having been led, as we believe, by the Spirit of God to receive Jesus the Christ as our Savior and Lord, we do now solemnly and joyfully covenant with each other to walk together with Him in Christian love. We do therefore pray that we might watch over one another with Christian love, remembering each other in prayer and aiding each other in sickness and distress, that we will regularly assemble for the public worship of God and the observance of the ordinances of the church, that we will maintain daily family and personal devotions in our home, provide for the religious training of our children and those under our care for the service of Christ and His people, that we will seek divine aid to enable us to affirm love, justice, and the unity of all people, and to work as the faithful disciples of Christ, that we will cheerfully contribute of our property, according as God has prospered us, for the maintenance of faithful and evangelical ministry among us, for the relief of the distressed, and for the spreading of the gospel to all nations, and that we will strive to live to the glory of God, who has given us life and who has called us to serve Him and our sisters and His brothers in the name of His Son.
Jesus is the host of our table. And as the host, Jesus offers this invitation to us. Do you love me? Do you believe that I came to earth, lived among you, died, paying the price for your sins, was buried, rose again, and ascended to heaven, and preparing a place for you for all eternity? And if we are able to say, yes, Lord, I believe, then Jesus says, come, eat and drink with me. For this meal is a remembrance of Christ's death and resurrection for us, paying the price for us. And He wants all believers to eat together with Him. We have not earned a seat at His table. There's not something with our name put on it that says, you know, you've got here forever, unless we believe in Jesus Christ. We make mistakes. We sin. We do things that are displeasing to God. In these moments, let us pray silently to God, confessing those sins that we are aware of and asking God for forgiveness. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers. And we do confess to you that we are not perfect. We do make mistakes. We do things that are not according to your will. We pray now, Lord, that you would forgive us of our sins. Cleanse us and purify us. And prepare us now to eat and drink with you. We ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. As we have read a few moments ago together from Paul's letter to the Corinthian church, we are remembering that night when Jesus and his disciples sat in the upper room for what was the last time, the last meal that they would share together. It was a Passover meal, celebrating and remembering the deliverance from slavery of the Israelite people from slavery in Egypt. And it was an annual event. And I'm sure those that had religious training knew all that was expected in that meal. But Jesus, like so many things in his life, changed that meal. For Jesus took the bread, and after giving thanks for the bread, he began breaking it and telling his disciples, this bread represents my body that's broken for each of you. Whenever you eat this bread, Jesus tells us, remember me. Ministering in his name, we share with you the broken bread. broken bread, symbolizing Christ's broken body, broken so that we may be whole. Let us eat in remembrance of him. As the meal continued in the upper room, Jesus took the cup and again gave thanks to God for the cup and began passing it among his disciples, saying, "This cup represents a new covenant or a new agreement between God and humans that's sealed with my blood. As often as you drink it, remember me." Ministering in his name, we share with you the cup. The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shed on the cross, so that we might have life, life abundant, life eternal. Let us drink in memory of him. Lord Jesus, as we prepare to celebrate your birth once again this year, we are also mindful of your life here on earth, your ultimate purpose here on earth. And Lord, we are so grateful today as we've shared in this communion celebration and witnessed this baptism that you have given us these instructions to share the good news about you with other people. Lord, we pray that having been together today, we will have been changed in some way and that we may leave this place renewed and energized and encouraged to share the good news of your love with others. We ask this in your most precious name. Amen. Christ has come in the past. Christ is coming today, and he will come again at the end of time. May we go from this place surrounded by the power, the presence, and the peace of our everlasting Lord. Amen.